different prayer points tonight for you to use in your life. We're gonna practice those just a little tonight. We can't every one of them because of the time, but there's a few in here. And I want you to take this, and I want you to do this at your home. Number one, these are some exercises. Make sure everybody gets one of them. If you didn't get one, raise up your hand. So, because I want you to have one of these. I want you to study this as well. These are seven different approaches to our prayer life. The number one is a prayer of silence. This is probably one of the most difficult elements of prayer than anything else. It's the listening prayer. It's when you're not looking at your phone. It's not when you're not looking at your Bible, your iPad. You don't have the radio on. You don't have any music. You have nothing. This is the listening prayer. It's harder than talking to be quiet. You stop even the conversation in your head. And by doing this, it's a pure sign of humility. Look at what the word says in Lamentations 3:26. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." My brothers and my sisters, when we enter into a time of prayer, sometimes there needs to be a pure moment of silence. Nothing. No distractions. That's why during this time of prayer and fasting, that fasting is so important, because instead of you watching television or eating what you normally do, you take that time apart and you focus and you commit your time into the things of God. If you haven't read anything on prayer and fasting, we have some of these out on the table. You can download it on the web off the website. Make this a part of who you are. The prayer of silence. It's just not saying anything. It's letting Him speak to your heart and to your mind. The second one is a prayer for mercy. This may be the most profound that we should pray. This is the prayer that the Holy Spirit comes and takes to His throne room on your behalf. Look at Luke 18:13. The tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and he said, "God, have what?" Say it again. Say it again. "Have mercy on me, a sinner." He knew who he was. He needed God to change who he was. And this is a moment where you pray, "God, I don't know about you, but I'm just messed up so many times that I don't have words to try to explain all the messes that I've committed. And so I just stop and I say, God, I ask you for mercy. Lord, give me mercy." And let Him take those things in your heart and your life. Number three, a prayer of forgiveness. Now listen to me tonight. Listen, every one of you. This deals with you, and I've already talked about this the last couple of weeks, but this deals with releasing people that have hurt you, that you pray for God to help you to forgive them. You say, "You don't know what's happened to me." You're right, I don't know. You know, can I tell you something? You don't know what's happened to me. And it is hard sometimes. But that's where, by faith, you ask the Lord to do this, and God will help you. You and I don't have the ability in our own strength. People have hurt you, family members, people talk about you, say things, do things, make promises, and then whatever. You got to forgive. You have to. And this is a prayer that you need to go to God with. Mark 11:25. "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone," what's it say? I didn't hear you. I need to hear all of you. What's it say? "Forgive them." Why? Read it. so that your Father, you got it in front of you, you got it up here, read it. Read it. We have to forgive. I'm sorry. The greatest, the vilest of sinner God has poured his blood out on. You could say they're going to get theirs. And I, you know, can I just step into my flesh? I'm so sick and tired of hearing people say karma's going to get them. What? Christians? Karma's not in the Bible. Come on. If they give their lives to Christ, Jesus will get them. Amen? And that's what we want. We don't want people dying and going to hell. Sorry. Sorry. Even though you get mad at the guy that cuts you off or sticks his finger out and says you're number one. No, you want that person. God bless you, my brother. Be in peace. Forgive them. Number four, and we're gonna work this one. This is a prayer of blessing. We're going to do this tonight. This is over someone. And it's not just family. This is words of life over somebody. You know, I do a little exercise with the staff every once in a while where we'll all get together and I'll pick one person out and I'll say, I want everybody, I want you to take 3-4 minutes and I want you to look at them and I want you to tell them why they are special to you. My goodness, at the end of that exercise, everybody's crying. And that's what we're going to do here tonight. Frederick Buchner, he said this, words spoken in deep love or deep hate set things in motion within the human heart that can never be reversed. We're going to speak some love and some life tonight. Listen to this, Numbers 6:24 through 26. I love this. This is a declaration. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you great peace. A blessing over someone's life for protection. A blessing over someone's life for joy. A blessing over someone's life for peace and help and hope. A blessing. Now, I want to take the next 4 minutes. I want you to get up. And I don't want you to take the easy way out. Men with men, women with women, unless there's two guys or two ladies together. I want you to get up and I want you to go pray and declare a blessing over someone right now. Come on, get up and do it. Come on. Prayer blessing right now. Do it right now. Maybe you don't even know the person. You just pray over them. Say, God, I just thank you. Tell them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you. Be gracious. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Come on. Come on, do it. My goodness, this is going to do such powerful things here tonight. Make sure nobody gets left out. Honey. One more minute. If you're done with one, just turn around and put your hands on somebody else. Don't waste the time. Polly, get at it, man. Just grab. There's Gino right there, number 87. I see him. Polly, go get your hands on him right there. More seconds. All right. Take your seat. We got three more. I'm going to be done here in 4 minutes. Praise God. Woo! There's power going on in this house right now. Some of you, as you're talking and as you're praying, you're sensing a leading of God's Holy Spirit on your life. Almost you're saying and speaking things, the oracle of God. You're prophesying to them. You don't even know it. God's using you, speaking through you, healing and hope and restoration. Number five, a prayer of thanksgiving. Charles Spurgeon said, "Our blessings we write in sand, our complaints we write in stone." Did you hear that? Our blessings we write in sand, our complaints we write in stone. Because the things that we are thankful for sometimes, we forget them. We concentrate on more what we feel God hasn't done instead of thanking Him for what He has done. Did you hear me when I said that? This is so, our blessings we write in sand, our complaints we write in stone. People, 25 years ago, I asked the Lord to give me a new car, and I got to use one. I can't understand it. Come on. How about what He's done for you? I'm telling you what, I'm writing the blessings that He's given to me in stone. And any of my complaints in sand, because I'm not going to let them declare and define who I am. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks. What's it say? In all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. In Christ Jesus. In all. Not for them. Here. In them. I never thank. Oh God, thank you. That Patty had breast cancer this year. God, I just want to thank. I didn't thank Him for that. God didn't give that to her. But in the midst of it. God, I thank You. That in the midst of what we're going through. You are bigger than cancer. I thank You, God. That no weapon formed against us. Will prosper. I thank You, Lord, that greater is He that is in her than he that is in the world. I didn't thank, Lord, I thank You for this pulmonary embolism. And I just thank You that I got to spend another night in the hospital. No, I got to tell you, Lord, I hate spending a night in the hospital. Unless I got to pray for somebody all night, but not me. But God, in the middle of it, I'm going to trust You and I'm going to believe You that because of this, You're going to work a miracle in and through my life. You're going to use me to speak to somebody about who You are and the power that You display. Come on today. We're not going to let those things. Come on. Give the Lord a good praise. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord. Why? Why? Come on. I can't hear you tonight. Why? He's good. His love endures forever. He's good. My goodness, the Lord is good. The devil's bad. I'm going to talk about the devil on Sunday. I'm not going to give him any room, no credit. I'm going to expose him. step on Satan, Polly. I'm going to expose him. God is good. The devil is bad. You want to teach your kids something? Teach them. God is good. Devil's bad. He a bad devil. He bad. He's not bad good. He's bad bad. Bad. Number six. A prayer of petition. This is a personal prayer. This is for you and I this year. To ask the Lord for one or two, maybe three things. God, if you don't come through on this in 2015, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Philippians 4:6, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, supplication, King James calls it, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding, it'll guard your heart. It'll guard your mind in Christ Jesus. And number seven, final. Prayer for vision. I love this. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to him who is able. How many of you know he's able? Now to him who is able. He is able to do far more abundantly than all that we could ask or all that we could think, according to the power at work inside of us. Ask the Lord this year. Get a vision. If you've been afraid to ask him for something. Write it on one of those cards over there before you go tonight. Hang it up on that tree. Let's believe God. Pray. Trust him. Step out. Believe him. What the enemy meant for wrong, God's going to use it for good, Chris. Oh, he's going to use it for good. What the enemy has tried to use against you, God says, this is your year. He's going to use it for good. Pray that over your family, over your spouse, over your children, over your loved ones. Pray it over your church, your work. Get a vision, your business, whatever it is. Pray. Call it forth. Declare it to be so. In the name of Jesus. Come on. You believe God can use this in our lives tonight? Amen? A couple of ushers, just bring those offering buckets. Put them right down here on these posts again. We're going to just bring our offering again tonight. Let's sow something into the work of the kingdom of our God tonight. We thank God the youth started up again next door. Kids and jam going on upstairs. We are so blessed here. We are so blessed. I thank God for the kindness that he has shown to us. Ask him. Maybe this is your year to take a turn in those things, in your giving, in the area of your giving. And believe him. God, I need a breakthrough in my life. I need a breakthrough. The Bible says that if you'll give, God says, I'll give it unto you. Not just a little bit. He said, a good measure, pressed down and shaken together, he'll cause it to run over. He'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Father, tonight, hold your offering. If you're returning his tithe tonight, hold it in the air. Whatever you're going to give, hold it up to him. Father, thank you for the provision in our home and our family and our lives. As we sow tonight, God, we know your word will come alive in us, God, that tonight, as we give, you said you'd give to us. So, Lord, we're not going to be in lack. God, we're just believing you to cause our garden even to increase so we can be a greater blessing. God, be honored in our giving. I pray tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, bring your offering down to the Lord tonight. Put it right in the buckets down here tonight. Thank you, God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we just want to say thank you tonight. It's been so good to be in your house together. We just believe you, Lord, to continue to do great things. We'll serve you and you alone. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Hey, Sunday is going to be a time here. Why don't you take this opportunity at the beginning of the year to call somebody, to go see somebody, to invite somebody to come to the house of the Lord. When you walk out these doors tonight, I want to encourage you. Walk out with the intention that God has charged you to change the world. I love you. Go in His grace tonight. Hug Doug and Lord.